Sky Sports Radio, as we are talking greyhounds, Stuart Turner from thedogs.com.au with us. Hello, Stuart.
Hello, Kev. Belated Happy New Year to you and everybody else. How are you going today?
Mate, I'm very well and great to chat to you as usual. Always entertaining. And we should start with Ando's Mac. Couldn't believe it when I looked last night and I saw that the Group 2 Woi Woi Poultry Gosford Cup wasn't won by the greyhound Ando's Mac that won the Melbourne Cup, won the Vic Peters, was like $1.02, didn't win. What gives?
I don't think you were the only one who was surprised last night up on the Central Coast there for the Gosford Cup, but it was certainly a memorable night for trainer Michael Eberon because he took his first group race as a trainer, his greyhound Barking Bad, taking out the Gosford Cup with one of the best runs you'll see anytime, anywhere, Kev. Certainly making his $23.90 price a bit of a mockery there, Kev, coming from behind to win in 29.35. Not far off the track record. What a fantastic effort from Barking Bad.
Yeah, once again, just proves, doesn't it? No such thing as a sure thing, particularly when your favourite is so short and out of box one as well. It probably most people thought, well, put the glasses down, but gee, sometimes you just never know. Beauty of sport, really.
Yeah, that's right. And look, Ando's Mac, he jumped okay from box one. He was beaten to the first corner, though, by Knight Sprite. There was a moment on the, I think, on the penultimate corner when he just looked like he was making his move, but I think he clipped Knight Sprite's heels, which took him back a length or two. Still a strong effort from him to run a placing. And he's actually back in at Wentworth Park this Saturday in what looks to be the best race in the country on Saturday night, a top-class free-for-all race 8 at Wentworth Park, so keep an eye on that. But look, Barking Bad, don't take anything away from him. An absolutely fantastic effort to get the win there. And look, his owners were up there at Gosford last night, and they were all wearing specially made-up Barking Bad T-shirts. And look, they were first-time owners as well. I think they bought Barking Bad as a pup from Michael as well. So look, they had a wonderful night. The post-race presentation was certainly pretty lively up there, Kev. I can testify to that one. But well done to Michael and Connections. A well-deserved win there for Barking Bad.
Yeah, what a good story it is. Congratulations to all. Let's move ahead. Let's step up to the Group 1 Silver Chief Saturday night at the Meadows and 30 talks. Wow, what a dog.
Top-class field in contention with the Silver Chief this Saturday at the Meadows. And as you said there, mate, 30 talks. The brilliant Queenslander is really maturing into a top-class greyhound now. He's won his last 6 races. Probably the favourite from this one, especially as he's got box one as well. He's going, of course, for his second Group 1 title after winning the Sky Racing Brisbane Cup recently. He's run superbly in the series so far. He looks really tough to beat in this one, I think, Kev.
Okay, then, 30 talks, all the rage then for the Group 1 Silver Chief. What about the other group races coming up? Let's look firstly at the Group 3 Mandurah Mail Heats on Saturday.
There's certainly no rest for us at the moment, is there? Group race left, right and centre, wherever you look in Australia at the moment. And as you said, we've got the heats of the Group 3 Mandurah Mail Birthday Cup. This one's over the 405 metres. Now, I'm going to go in this one with Shared Equity, the former Victorian who has had a terrific career, reached a stack of feature race finals, still racing well in WA for Chris House, and has got box 7 in the 6th of those heats. Meanwhile, in Devonport, next Tuesday, we've got the heats of the Group 3 Devonport Cup, one of the biggest races of the year down in Tassie. Still waiting for the fields for this one, but I'll give you 2 likely challenges here. The local Kuhn, who ran a dazzling race at Devonport yesterday, and Zipping Bruiser, the winner of the recent Hobart 1000, who's being primed for this series. So those 2 definitely worth keeping an eye on over the next fortnight or so.
Every time we speak to you, Stu, there's a Group 1, Group 2, Group 3. Question without notice, roughly, how many group races or finals are there in Australia every year? Do you have any rough idea?
Oh, gee, well, do you
put it on the spot there, Kev. Would it be 100, less, more?
I think it's around that, yeah. I think it's certainly around 100, and there's certainly a lot more than there used to be. There's a group race now really every week, or certainly every couple of weeks now. But, yeah, it certainly makes things exciting, that's for sure.
Certainly does for the for those involved with prize money as well. Nice to be involved in the big coin and the group races. All right, Bessie Boo. Now, I know that Tim Newbold, he loves Bessie Boo. Wentworth Park favourite. He's being retired. No, what's going on?
Look, I think everybody in New South Wales certainly loves Bessie Boo, Kev. The king of Wentworth Park himself taking his final curtain call. He had what turned out to be his final race at Wentworth Park last Friday night. Unfortunately, picked up an injury, and his connections decided to retire him now for a life on the couch, I think. But what a champ he's been. 44 wins and 55 minor placings from 158 starts, including, of course, the record of 34 wins at Wentworth Park. An absolutely amazing career. We had Alan Proctor, husband of Bessie Boo's trainer, Christine, on the Chasing and Pacing Rewind last Sunday. He was obviously pretty sad, but philosophical as well about things. And he made the point that to win 30 races on a country track would be a phenomenal effort. To win 30 races at Wentworth Park, racing against the best, well, that really is absolutely remarkable. It'll be very interesting to see how long that record lasts for. And yeah, look, Wentworth Park racing certainly won't be the same without him. But look, he's earned that long and happy life on the couch. Goodbye to Bessie Boo. Well done, mate. You've been an absolute champion.
Gee, he could probably run around that track blindfolded. Not that we sort of suggest or recommend that he do that, but he knows it that well. Gee, that's a lot of wins, isn't it? 34 wins at one track, and it's the major track in New South Wales. So great stuff. All righty, Stu, anything before we leave this week?
Well, as I said, we're looking forward to those big races. And just once again, it was great to be up at Gosford last night, mate. The place there was absolutely buzzing, a fantastic crowd. Well done to Gosford, who put on a great night's entertainment. And once again, congratulations to Michael Eberon. A great win with Barking Bad there. And always great to snag your first group title. And I think you'll have a few more.
Great stuff. Talking Greyhounds here on Sky Sports Radio. Stu Turner from thedogs.com.au. Thank you, mate. We'll speak to you next week.
We certainly will, mate. You take care.